爱的主，我们也能够叫你的心得着喜悦和满足。我们把今天晚上的聚会恭敬交在你的手中，主啊，再来感动我们的心，再来得着我们的全人。主啊，我们要承认我们是属你的，你更是属我们的。主啊，愿我们在爱中与你的连结越过越紧密，越过越甜美，越过越叫父的心得着喜悦和满足。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上啊，让我们开始进入读雅各书第七章的正题之前呢，我想和大家分享一首诗歌。我不晓得能不能请我们负责这个网路的弟兄啊，他在圣徒诗歌373首，圣徒诗歌373首。请啊，是名胜诗情哈。这首诗歌呢，是一位西方的姊妹，叫做 Emma Bevan，她写的。那么尼托森弟兄在他早期侍奉的时候，因为主的帮助和他的爱慕，他读了许多的诗，啊，就我记得哈，尼弟兄把教会历代的圣徒们从经历中从主得着的诗歌啊，他大概读了2万多首，好好的仔细的去深入的了解，他选出来。那么这首诗歌呢，不是他翻译的。是，可能是尼弟兄翻译啊，但是他这边写叫做 adapted 啊，就是尼弟兄把他就着他的原意啊，在中文里面，在写成中文的诗歌。他用的这个调子啊，是一首我们很熟悉的，就是Fanny Crosby 姊妹写的诗歌，有人帮他谱的曲。那么这一首诗歌啊，讲到今天我们在地上，是主量给我们各种环境、各种的遭遇哈，是一个机会，让我们与主交通，叫我们成为基督的同伴。我们来唱一下这首诗歌好不好？它一共有5节，但愿我们读完雅各书哈。不是更多知道一点雅各书的解释，而是让我们心中产生出一个深处的爱慕，跟主说：“主啊，愿我今天被你得着，愿我更多借着今生的环境和遭遇，做你的同伴，进入你自己的交通。”好吧，我们歌词能不能打出来？我们只看见。好，谢谢，请敏胜姊妹帮我们弹一句，我们来唱，好不好？我们是可以速度稍微快一点点
啊。
有多艰难？
盼望弟兄姊妹唱这首诗歌啊，圣灵能够把这个诗歌的灵、诗歌的感觉印在我们心中。请出俊弟兄啊。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when we sing this hymn, you can receive the spirit from this hymn. You can receive the spirit itself.
我想我们读雅歌书，这是一首爱的歌。
When we read the book of Song of Songs, this is the book of love.
所以每一个读雅歌的人呢, 都以主做我们的良人, 做我们追求的对象。
Everyone, when we read the book of Song of Songs, and we see our Lord as our beloved, and we see our Lord as our the ones we desire.
若是我们 尝到了他的爱,
if we have tasted his love,
我们要更多的得着主,
we need to receive our Lord more.
我们也学习去爱他,
we need to learn how to love our Lord.
刚才那首诗歌就是一个要主、爱主的一个姊妹, 她在主面前的感觉和祷告。
The hymn we just sing, that was written by a sister who desires the Lord, who loves the Lord, and that's the prayer that's in front of the Lord.
所以她在第五节说,求你怜悯,使我充满你的大爱。
In verse 5, she says, have your mercy so I can be filled with your great love.
弟兄姊妹,我们每次读雅歌, 我们就盼望主啊,你的怜悯显在我的身上。
Brothers and sisters, every time we read the book of Song of Songs and we say, our Lord, O Lord, we hope you have your mercy on us.
愿你的大爱充满我这个人。
May your great love to be filled within us.
充满的表现和证据是什么呢?
What is the outward appearance and evidence of we are being filled by our Lord's great love?
让我能够不顾一切的
So we can live our life selflessly.
他在英文讲说的, My life shall be holy for thee. 我完全地为着你而活。
The real English translation is supposed to be, My life is holy for thee.
尼弟兄在第五节最后啊, 他称自己, 他说, 我是你的仆人。
Our brother Watchman Nee at the end of verse 5 said, I am your servant.
他说,让我今天呢,如果急切仰望将来,你快快回来,等到你回来的时候我又后悔,我今天没有好好的爱你。
Our brother Watchman Nee says, Lord, I want you to come back soon, but when you came back, I actually regret it because I didn't love you, I didn't seriously love you today.
愿这首诗歌
We hope this hymn will become our well and our prayer.
叫我们与主之间那个爱的生活越过越亲密，越过越甜美。
So that our relationship, our life with our Lord, the love that we have with our Lord, day by day will grow bigger and bigger. Our relationship will be tighter with our Lord.
好，我们。 请大家翻到雅歌书第七章。
Let's go to the book of Song of Songs, chapter 7.
上次我们交通到第七节的开始,第一句话。
We stopped at the first half of verse 7.
今天我们好不好还是先开头的时候,把这一整章圣经读一遍。
Let's read through this entire chapter.
然后, 我们再来交通
And what's your fellowship?
雅歌第七章 王女啊 你的脚在鞋中 何其美好 你的大腿圆润 好像美玉 是巧匠的手做成的 你的肚脐 如圆杯 不缺调和的酒 你的腰 如一堆麦子 周围有百合花 你的两乳好像一对小鹿，就是母鹿双生的；你的颈项如象牙台，你的眼目像西什本巴特拉并门旁的水池；你的鼻子仿佛朝大马色的利巴嫩塔；你的头在你身上好像加密山；你头上的发是紫黑色，王的心。 因着下垂的发柳细住了，我所爱的，你何其美好，何其可悦， 使人欢畅喜乐。你的身量好像棕树，你的两乳如同其上的果子，累累下垂。我说我要上这棕树，抓住枝子，愿你的两乳好像葡萄累累下垂。你鼻子的气味香如苹果，你的口如上好的酒。女子说，为我的良人下咽舒畅，流入睡觉人的嘴中。我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。我的良人，来吧，你我可以往田间去，你我可以在村庄住宿。我们早晨起来往葡萄园去，看看葡萄发芽开花没有，石榴放蕊没有。我在那里要将我的爱情给你。蜂茄放香，在我们的门内有各样新陈佳美的果子。我的良人，这都是我为你存留的。我们上次交通到了雅歌书的第七章。
Last time we stopped, we said we fellowshiped at chapter 7.
圣灵为这个追求主的女子做见证。
The Holy Spirit has testified for this girl who loved our Lord.
圣灵好像是在这一首歌啊，这个歌剧中间的那个旁白，躲在幕后说话的那一位。
The Holy Spirit is acting like the narrators of a play.
那么他来描述这一个追求主的女子，她达到了什么样的光景
？Holy Spirit is describing at what levels of this virgin girl is at when it comes to loving the Lord.
我们从第五章开始看见，这一个追求主的女子，她的追求不再是为着自己生命的更近身、美好、更圣洁而已了。
Starting from chapter 5, we see that this virgin girl, for her love towards the Lord, her spiritual life is no longer just for self, for her own growth, or her own gain.
她愿意把她已经达到的那个光景放下来。
She is willing to give up her own status where she has reached.
为了要叫她的主的心能够更满意，她愿意夜间起来做她主的同伴。
In order to satisfy her own Lord, she's willing to get up in the middle of the night and become the co-laborers of the Lord.
有许多读雅歌书的人告诉我们说，这一个追求主的信徒，他现在愿意学习与主同工，做主的同伴。
Many of the Bible scholars, when reading this chapter, has told us that this believer here at this moment.Is willing to learn the lesson and be the co-laborer and the partner of our Lord.
他不仅在他个人的生活中为主而活。
Not only she's living for her own life in the spiritual.
现在他整个的人生意义，他要做主所要做的，说主要说所说的，为着主要得着的教会，他来做主的同伴。
But now her entire life revolves around the fact that it revolves around what the Lord has said the Lord wanted her to do and to be the partner of our Lord.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
今天呢，在一般的基督教的环境和世界的里面
In our own Christianity situation.
大家觉得呢，只有那些有头衔的有证书的被称作牧师的人，他们才是神的仆人，他们才能够侍奉主。
Oftentimes in our own, in this current Christianity situation, we think that the ones who are, who have a certificate or who had a graduation ceremony are the ones that's co-laborers, the servants of the Lord.
而我们这些一般蒙拯救神的儿女们呢，我们只能被称作这个平信徒就是 layman, 是外行人。
For us, our ordinary believers, we'll only be called laymen.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神的心意。
Brothers, this is not the will of God.
神要带我们与他的爱子耶稣基督成为匹配，每一个人都要成为侍奉神的人。
In order for us to become the match for our Lord Jesus Christ, everybody have to be the servant of the Lord.
每个人都照着主所量给我们的度量，我们能够尽做神仆人的那个本分和职责。
Based on the talent that the Lord has given us, we should be dedicated ourselves to become the servant of the Lord.
因着这样子的生活，这一个女子，她就好像一粒麦子，她已经成熟了，生命已经美好了，但是她愿意夜间起来去找她的主。
Because of the servant life that the virgin girl is having, she's like this grain of wheat. Her own life is full, is complete, but for the purpose of satisfying the Lord, she's ready to get up in the middle of the night and to find other people.
为什么呢？她要跟着她的主在教会中为主得着心腹，她愿意付上代价。
The purpose of her giving up herself and getting up in the middle of the night and work is so that our Lord can find her.Find his bride, and she's willing to pay the price for that.
因着这样的追求，因着这样的侍奉和学习，他达到了一个美好的光景。
Because of her servitude, because of her desire towards the Lord, she has reached a new level.
所以在雅各书第七章，圣灵为他做见证，称他做王的女儿。
So.Because she's there, she's so high up. In chapter 7, the Holy Spirit testified and calling her the daughter of the king.
她已经与她所追求的主，就是我们的君王，在生命的本质上有了相似的光景。
Because of the desire, because she loves the Lord so much, her own life principle is sort of becoming similar to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第七章第一节到第五节讲了他身上的十方面。我们上次讲到他生命的那个身上的肢体哈，都有了功用，达到了成熟。
Last time we talked about, because her, she's more like our Lord now, there's her ten members of her body now has the spiritual functioning that has spiritual purpose.
我们可以这样说哈，这十方面呢，讲到基督的性格成型在这个追求主的人的身上。
We can also say that the 10 aspects of her body, is the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ coming onto a person that's being revealed on a person.
好，我们知道每一个人要被磨成基督的样子。乃是基督的性格借着圣灵的工作组织在我们的身上。
So for us, in order for us to become more like our Lord Jesus Christ, the characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ has to work through the Holy Spirit onto us.
这个性格呢，英文就是 the character of Christ.
Character of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得大家有没有读过一些过去主的仆人们他们讲到侍奉的书
Brothers, I'm not sure. Have you ever read any the books written by the servants of our Lord?
About
serving.
Yeah, serving about serving. 他们谈到呢，一个做工的人的性格非常非常的重要。
They have talked about the importance of the character of a person who's serving.
所以我曾经呢请教过年长主的仆人们呢，什么是好的服侍主的性格
？I have asked elderly brothers and sisters, what is a good character of a person who's serving the Lord?
我请教过好几位啊，他们都把他们个人的领受和学习啊，毫不吝惜的讲给我听。
I asked several elderly brothers and sisters.They have told me everything they know.
有一位弟兄告诉我，他年轻的时候，年长弟兄也告诉他，这个侍奉主的人呢，心胸要大。
One brother has told me that the ones who serve the Lord have to have a
big heart.
A big heart, a big heart, yeah.
今天如果我们看这个人不顺眼，看那个人不顺眼，我们小心小眼的话呢，你没有办法好好服侍弟兄姊妹。
If today you're holding on to very small things, you're holding very small grudges against brothers and sisters, you can't be a good servant.
他说第二个呢，你啊，这个感觉要细。
Second is you have to be very, your feeling has to be very sensitive.
对，这个 sensitive 用英文讲啊，要 you have a tender feeling toward other people.
Tender feeling towards others.
要有一个很细的对主在我们身上的一点点带领呢，因为我们是很柔嫩的，轻轻一动你就感觉到了，那个叫做细。
This tender here really means, you know, the Lord's work on us moves us, it can be very tiny, and we have to be ready to receive that, and we have to be ready to act on it.
然后呢，他说要稳。
Oh, we also have to be very steady.
这有的人呢，你看他有的时候兴奋起来，热得不得了，但是不到明天呢，他这个人就掉到地狱里面去了，起不来了。一点都不稳，这没有办法服侍弟兄姊妹。
When it comes to say steady, it really means your emotions have to be well balanced. You've noticed some brothers and sisters get so excited, you know, go through the roof in the middle of the day, but not even the day's over, the person came down.
我不去细细的讲哈，我以前呢去请教的时候，我都带笔记，请他一个一个说明呢，这我们要追求。那么雅各书，圣灵告诉我们。那个好的基督的性格在我们的身上十方面的表现。
I'm not going into details really. I had notes on it, but the book of Song of Songs has given a good description on what the character really looks like from the 10 aspects.
我们上次已经和弟兄姊妹讲到圣灵是从这个人的脚一直讲到他头顶上的头发。
We have talked about it last time.When the Holy Spirit talks about it, it starts from the bottom, which is our feet, all the way to our hair.
这些如果在我们身上都发展的有功用、成熟，那是一个美好的基督的性格的表现。
Brothers and sisters, if this 10 aspect has truly manifested into a function, into a spiritual function on us, then we can truly have the characters of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么从第六节开始
starting from verse 6.
我们看见呢主欣赏这位跟随他追求他的女子。
We see that in chapter, from verse 6, our Lord has showed his enjoyment towards the virgin girl.
主称他说你是我所爱的。
Our Lord has called her my love.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有经历过主跟你说你是我所爱的。
Brothers and sisters, have you experienced the Lord calling you my love?
这是非常甘甜而且带给我们极大的鼓舞和力量的一个称呼。
This title of my love brings a lot of enjoyment, a lot of courage, and a lot of sweetness.
而主在这里讲到你是何等的美好，何等的叫我的心喜悦和欢畅。
Here our Lord said, you know, how fair and how pleasant art thou, my love, in delight.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我身上啊，不是我们头脑里面装了很多圣经的解释，而是从我们的性格里面反映出基督了，那真是叫主的心喜乐和满足。
Brothers and sisters, not from the knowledge we have in our head about the Bible, commentaries, but really from the bottom of our heart, we're shown that the love towards our Lord Jesus, that makes our Lord very happy and very satisfied.
那么第七节开始，我们看见主亲自来称赞这个跟随他的女子。
From verse 7, we see now our Lord has complimented this virgin girl himself.
主在这里第一个留意到的是她的身量。
The first thing our Lord has noticed is her stature.
弟兄姊妹，身量讲到一个人呢，他是不是长大了， 是不是正常的, 是不是健康的?
Is the statue here really represent whether the person has grew up and become normal and become complete?
我们在新约圣经呢, 在保罗的以弗所书里面, 他讲到教会被建造, 成为基督的身体。
In the book of Ephesians, our brother Paul has talked about our church being built up, become the body of Christ.
那么弟兄姊妹们呢, 在这个身体的原则底下, 一起生活, 一起配搭侍奉, 学了许多的功课。
And our brothers and sisters in church work and live under this body of Christ. We all work together, we serve together.
达到了一种光景, 就是在真道的认识上同归于一了。
We have reached, if we have worked together, we serve together under this one body, then we are united in this one body, on in this real truth, the real word of God.
We arrive at the oneness of faith. 这个在以弗所书第四章的第十三节。
This is in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
So arrive at the unity of the faith.
Until we all arrive at the unity of faith of the knowledge of the Son of God. And all
那么第二个呢? 第一个是在整个真道上面我们没有争论了,大家都达到一个认识了。那么第二个呢,就是在经历上面,生命上面。 The knowledge of the Son of God, 我们认识了我们的主，他神的儿子，那是圣灵带给我们极丰富的祝福。The
first thing we have come to arrive united is the faith. The second thing is knowledge of the Son of God. If we have come to that, then the Holy Spirit would bring us a lot of blessings and joy.
然后保罗就说到呢，他说，如果我们达到这个点的话呢。
If we have reached the second point, then we become a full-grown man at the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ.
所以他说到我们长大成人有了基督那个长成的身量。
We are at the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，就是在认识上面。 对神话语,神的旨意的认识上面,我们能够像基督一样。Brothers
and sisters, what this really meant is, when it comes to the recognition of the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, we become more like our Lord himself.
我们在分辨力上面,对环境,各种事情发生的,表面现象里面的事情,我们分辨力呢,像基督一样。
The ability, so if we have to reach at the point that, you know, we agree on the knowledge of Son of God, our ability to recognize something, the true meaning behind a matter will become more like our Lord Jesus.
免得我们呢,像小孩子一样会被欺骗,会被蒙蔽,会被摇动,甚至跌倒。
So that to prevent us to be like a children who be lied to, would be conceived to.
弟兄姊妹, 你能不能想象呢?主耶稣基督在地上会不会被撒旦骗到?会不会被引诱到跌倒呢?
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about this? Could our Lord Jesus Christ be lied to by Satan? And could our Lord fall because of Satan's lie?
我相信我们答案都是绝对不可能的。I
hope our answers are all no, absolutely not.
那么今天爱主的基督徒会不会被仇敌欺骗,以至于走错路呢?
But could the loving Christians be lied to by the enemy and go to the wrong path?
如果你我有过失败的经验，我们也说绝对会的。我们没有一个人像基督那么完全的。If
we have the experience of failures, then you can say, yeah, we can definitely fall into the traps of the enemy, and we're not like Christ.
但是当我们真的跟随主走十架道路，愿意为着建造基督的身体而侍奉的时候。
Brother, sister, if we really want to walk on the path of walk on the way to the cross, and really we want to build our Lord's house or
build up the body of Christ
among
us, 弟兄姊妹们，主就借着我们许多的环境和试探引诱来训练我们。
Our Lord will train us using a lot of trials and temptations
and tests. 主耶稣借着这些的，就让我们的身量慢慢长大。
Through all these tests and trials and temptations, our Lord will make our stature grow.
如果你我从来没有经历过属灵环境的敌对考验和痛苦，
if you have never experienced the battles of in the spirit, the suffering in the spirit,
The pain, the suffering of spiritual warfare as well as trials. 弟兄姊妹，我们对主的认识啊，多半都是留在我们情绪的层面。
Our own recognition of our Lord Jesus Christ probably will just stay in our emotions.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道情绪是靠不住的，会起伏上下的。
Brother, sister, you shouldn't really be trusting your emotions because it can go up and down.
是不是呢？但是呢，若是我们进入侍奉，跟随主哈，主让我们跌倒了、失败了，我们被主带回来。
But if we really enter into our servant to the Lord, if we really fall, but our Lord will bring us back.
如果我们在侍奉中持守主给我们的一个托付、一个真理。
But if we, in our own serving towards our Lord, we hold on to this truth and hold on to this task that's given with us by our Lord.
那么在侍奉中被别人误会，被别人呢，甚至轻看，甚至呢，攻击和反对。
So even in our service, we can be underestimated, we can be misunderstood, and we can be fought against.
弟兄姊妹，通过这些我们与主交通呢，诶？没想到我们里面好像就长大一截了。
But when you can still fellowship with our Lord like that in this such tough situation, you can feel your stature can grow.
我不晓得我们做父母亲的弟兄姊妹，你们在养育孩子的时候有没有这种的经验？
Brothers, sisters, for the ones who are parents, have you experienced such when it comes to dealing with your kids?
孩子在小的时候呢，他正常吃，长得很慢。
When they are young, they eat a lot, but they grow very slowly.
但是每一次他生病，病好了以后，你再一量，哎，长了一截了。
Every time they got sick, after they are fully recovered, you give them a measure. You say, "Oh wow, you grow a lot."
我两个孩子，我们小时候留意，真的是这个样子。
I have two kids. We pay attention to that, and we notice that's true.
还有一次，那时候我的儿子读初中。
One time, my son was in middle school.
他那时候学大提琴，他每个礼拜呢，有两天下午我要带他去他大提琴老师那里上课。
He was learning cello, and I had to twice a week have to bring him to the cello teacher.
那么有一天呢，他上完这个大提琴课，带他回家，我穿过一条主要交通干道的时候。
So one time we were coming home from the cello lesson. I was crossing this main road.
我左右看了好像都没有车，我就想穿越它，结果没想到才到路中间了，对面一部车就从山上冲下来，吓得我哈，我没有时间反应就撞上了。
I was looking to cross this a very busy road. I looked left and looked right. There was no car, so I decided to cross. But there was a car coming down from the hill that just couldn't stop, and I couldn't react, and then we got into an accident.
撞到我儿子坐的那一边，撞到他的座位。
I hit on the side where my son sits.
那个门呢都打不开了，但车还能开，最后我开回家了。
The door was completely crushed in. I couldn't even open the door. But I can drive the car.
我只有带我儿子好好祷告，说主啊，你救了我们的命，我们毫发无伤。
The car door was completely smashed in, but we were to drive home. So I took my son to prayer. Said, Lord, you saved us. We came out of the accident unscathed.
第二天早上， 我送我儿子去上学，下午接他回来。
The next day, I'm taking my kids to school. I took him back home.
他跟我说什么呢？他说，Daddy啊，我所有同学都说你长高了，一量。他说我长高了，inch and a half.
I said, my son told me, said, Daddy, all my students said I grew overnight. So we took a measurement, and he grew an inch and a half overnight.
弟兄姊妹, 苦难, 打击, 若是和基督相连, 这个人就长身量。
Brothers and sisters, if you are uniting your pain and suffering with our Lord Jesus Christ, your own stature will grow.
我相信我们聚会中间有负责任的弟兄姊妹，你一定被别人误会过。
Brothers and sisters, I'm sure the ones who are responsible for our church have misunderstood before.
或者你得着主的带领，大家都不同意，你就受压。
But and also, it probably definitely happened. You were led by the Lord, but everybody were against you, so you were.
那个经历苦不苦啊？
Is it bitter? Is it a lot of pain?
经历过的人都知道，你晚上半夜会醒过来。
When if you've experienced that, you know you will probably wake up in the middle of the night.
醒过来做什么？跪在主面前，好，跟主祷告。
What would you do when you wake up in the middle of the night and thinking about that? You only can kneel down and pray to our Lord.
从这些环境中学会与主交通。
We learn how to fellowship, how to unite with our Christ.
从这些环境中。 我们走过来,
we have walked through this tough situation.
不要说别人, 自己都会感觉, 怎么弟兄姊妹都像小孩子一样, 我怎么长大了呢?
You can learn that, oh, how come? Well, everybody is like children. I grew up.
我请原谅我讲一点, 我不敢自夸, 我在20多年前 经过一次很大的属灵的这个熬炼。
I am not boasting here, but please let me tell my story. So about 20 years ago, I went through this great trial and tribulation.
我经过那一段日子出来，我再去参加西岸特会，我觉得这些我熟悉弟兄姊妹都像小孩子。
After I came out of that suffering, I went to a WCCC gathering, and I said, wow, all the brothers and sisters I know, or they're like children.
他们的祷告怎么像小孩子说话了？
Their prayer is like children speaking.
不是我有什么，而是在这个环境里面，基督来陪伴我们，他高抬我们做他的同伴。It's
not me personally became all of a sudden very important or whatnot, but it's really our Lord Jesus Christ that has lifted us up to become his co-labor.
这个叫做身量的长大。This
is all the growth of the statue.
你记得在 在第五章里面,
in chapter 5,
这一个夜间从他安息的床上屋子里面出来去寻找主的童女,
this virgin girl who woke up in the middle of the night and left her room to go look for our Lord.
他出去到了城里面，看守城池的巡夜的都误会他，并且把他打伤了。
When she went in the middle of the city, the watchmen, the night guard, they all misunderstood her and beat her.
我相信那个时候她的经历，她灵里面一定很苦。她说：“主啊，为什么会这样？为什么会这样？我是要追求你，我是要服侍你。”
I truly believe she was suffering a lot in her spirit. She probably said, "How come, Lord? How come I am here to look to seek you? How come I get beaten?"
但是没有想到，经过了这个环境，她出来了。主说：“你的身量。”
But now, after she has gone through this situation of being beaten and being misunderstood, now our Lord has praised her that your statue is like a palm tree. She's grown up fully. She's got taller. She's very strong, sturdy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们上次已经讲到棕树的意义了。
Brothers and sisters, we have talked about the meaning of a palm tree.
上次我们讲到棕树是一个内生 的一种草本植物，它不是木本植物的。
We have talked about a tree. This palm tree is really this endogenous growing grass-looking thing, not really a tree.
Yeah, 但是它可以长到呢四十到 50英尺那么高。
But it can grow 40 to 50 feet.
那是相当高，对不对？
That's really tall.
我们知道我们现在的房子比较高一点，天花板是九尺半。
We know in our old house, the really tall ceiling is like 9.5 feet.
所以我们就这样算嘛，十尺是一层的话，那50尺就5层楼那么高啊。
If we think that one floor is 10 feet, then 50 feet is 5 stories tall.
而且棕树呢, 它说出了复活和得胜。
The palm tree represents resurrection and victory.
弟兄姊妹们, 每一个追求主的神的儿女们, 主要带我们通过死亡得着复活。
Every brother and sister who love our Lord, who's our Lord will let us to receive the resurrection through death.
通过各种的压力考验，我们能够在基督里超越得胜。
Our Lord will give us our victory through trials and tribulation.
他不仅长高了。
And not only she has grown taller.
而且主说到你的两乳如同其上的果子累累下垂。
Now, not only she has got taller, it says that breast grape cluster.
这一个追求主进入基督身体侍奉，为着神的家而侍奉的人。
This person who has entered into our Lord to serve our Lord, to serve the house of our Lord.
我们讲到这个两乳，说到一个人在基督里的信心和在基督里的爱心。The
two breasts are one is the faith in Christ, one is love in Christ.
它结满了果子。Now
it's full of fruit.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有看过棕树上面结的那个松树的那果子？
Brother, sister, have you seen the fruit that's on a palm tree?
它的那 cluster 啊。
大到一个人是拿不起来的。The big fruit, the cluster of the fruit, how big that is, you know, one person couldn't pick it up.
这是我个人的意见啊，英文、中文可能都翻了，像葡萄累累下垂啊。我没有看过要两个人抬的葡萄，但是我看过棕树上面结的那个棕榈啊，棕榈子。 真是比一个十，可能呢，10个 gallon 的一个桶还要大，那么多的种子，那么多，要真是要两个人抬。The
palm, in the both translation, the English and the Chinese translation, you know, the translation of the fruit is being used, the grape cluster. But you know, grape cluster is not a whole lot. But when it comes to palm tree, I've seen the fruit that they bear. Is as much as a 10-gallon bucket. Now, one person could not even carry that up.
弟兄姊妹们，这说出啊，他在基督里的信心和爱心，结出了许多的子粒来。Brothers
and sisters, this is saying that the faith and the love that's in Christ from this version has bear a lot of fruit.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉啊，不在乎工作的方法。
When it comes to serving, it doesn't matter what is the way of work.
而在乎信心和爱心是不是在基督里。
What it really matters is whether the love and the faith is really in Christ.
侍奉呢, 也不在乎平安顺利。
Serving does not matter when it comes to peace and going smoothly.
弟兄姊妹们, 而是在乎我们能不能依靠主走过各种的 考验、试炼和环境。But
serving really matters whether if we can go through trials and tribulations, trusting our Lord and put everything on our Lord.
所以主在这里一看这个女子的时候，他第一个留意的是她的身量，第二个留意的是她结的果子。So
when our Lord has laid his eyes on this virgin girl, the first thing he noticed is her stature. The second thing he has noticed is how much fruit that she has bear.
弟兄姊妹，在教会的生活里面，我们常常有这样的经验。
Brothers and sisters, we have this type of experience in our own church life.
你有没有参加过一些离开世界神的儿女们他们的安息聚会？
Brothers and sisters, have you gone to a funeral?
Memorial service.
Have you ever gone to a memorial service of a loving brother or sister?
我记得有一次我参加一位教会一位伯母，她是在一次的聚会中啊，她先回家，结果被一个年轻人开的车撞倒，就没有起来，她就过去了。
I have went to this memorial service for this elderly sister who was hit by a car and she never got up.
那我参加她的安息聚会。
I went to her memorial service.
我发现呢，几乎全教会弟兄姊妹都来了。
I noticed every single one of the brothers and sisters from our church has came.
而且好多弟兄姊妹站起来讲，我们怀念他，因为他在我身上做了什么。
A lot of the brothers and sisters has rise up and talked about that we really miss her because she has worked in us.
那个聚会中，那个时候有好多还在大学里面读研究生的或者本科生的这些年轻弟兄姊妹。
There were many younger participants who were still in college in their school.
有好多弟兄姊妹讲，我在考试的时候，晚上起来一打开门，我宿舍的门口呢有一个锅子，一打开里面呢是做好的菜，好香啊！原来都是这位老姊妹做的。
Some of the brothers and sisters shared that, oh, when we were in school, during final days, when we opened the doors and we see this big pot full of food and it's being cooked by this elderly sister.
这是她爱心的流露。
This is her showing of her love.
但是她从来不要叫弟兄姊妹不要去讲，不要去说，这是我该做的事情。
She told everybody, said, don't boast about me. This is something I should be doing.
我们知道使徒行传里面，彼得来到一个地方。
In the book of Acts, where Peter had come to a place.
在那里有一个圣徒啊，在使徒行传第九章里面有一个姊妹叫做多加。使徒行传第九章第三十六节，在 Joppa。
In Acts 9, verse 36, Peter has came to Joppa, now in Joppa.
在那个地方呢，有一个姊妹叫做 Dorcas, 多加。
There's a sister, well, the translation is Dorcas, but others has been translated to Tabitha.
Yeah.呀，他翻出来叫做大比大，希腊文呢就是Dorcas，
in Greek is Dorcas。
呀，那么他离开，他过世了。
She passed away。
彼得到了那里呢，有许多姊妹啊，怀念这位刚刚过世的姊妹。
When Peter came, a lot of the sisters were there to remember her.
他们拿着多加爱心服侍他们给他们的东西啊，给彼得看。
They have showed things that Dorcas gave to all the sisters to show to Peter.
弟兄姊妹，今天在神的家中是我们运用信心、运用爱心最好的环境。
Brothers and sisters, the house of the Lord is where we can practice our faith and our love.
我也常常在我们教会的见证聚会里面听到有弟兄姊妹做见证。
Brothers and sisters, I have heard a lot of testimonies in our own testimony gathering.
这是两面的。有人说呢，我有一天呢遇见一件事情，慌得不得了，心里着急不得了，忽然就有一位弟兄或姊妹给我打电话，说主要我给你打电话，他立刻就得着帮助。
I have heard stories, a brother or sister said, well, I had met something I just couldn't deal with. I was so nervous. then a brother or sister called me and said, Laura told me to call you, and things got solved right away.
这是什么呢? 这是在基督里信心爱心结果子。
Brother, what is that? That is the sign of bearing fruit in the love of and in the faith of our Lord.
我最近也听到一个姊妹她讲圣灵的恩膏的教训。
I have learned the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
她说她年轻的时候刚刚结婚不久。
She said when she was young, she just got married.
她有一天晚上呢,在家里,忽然主给她一个很清楚的催促。 说你要去看某某人。
One night, our Lord has called her, give her really clear sense that you should go visit somebody.
但是他想说,主啊,现在是晚上了,大家都吃过晚饭了,不要去吧。他就没有立刻动。
She said to the Lord, said, oh, everybody has just ate dinner. I probably should just stay home.
但是主又感动他。
Our Lord moved her again.
他就跟他的弟兄讲说, 主要我去看看某某人他们家。
So she told her husband, oh, our Lord has told me to go visit somebody.
他们就一起祷告,然后他们穿好衣服了,没有打电话,就直接开车就去看他们的弟兄姊妹。
So they prayed together, then without calling ahead, they just went to visit.
到了那边呢,他们敲了门,对方打开门了,非常吃惊了。
So they got there, they knocked on the door, and the person who was on the other side of the door was very surprised.
因为他们是好朋友。
They're good friends.
那么他去看的那一对夫妇呢,也是新婚不久。
The friends they just visited, they just got married as well.
那一天晚上呢,这一对夫妇啊,不知道什么小事,在家里吵架,闹翻天了,不知道怎么办才好。
The friends that they visited got into a huge argument for no reason, and they don't know how to end this.
所以那一天他们一看见弟兄姊妹来啊,他们谁叫你们来的? 哎呀,他们一进去,一交通组啊,问题就过去了。
So when they opened the door, they said, who told you to come here? Then they all got together to fellowship in our Lord. Think everything were resolved.
他们为什么会这样呢?
How come they could just come to visit?
因为在基督里的信心和爱心。
Because of the faith and love in our Lord Jesus Christ.
信心和爱心是要拿出来用的,不是嘴巴上说的。
The love and the faith that we have in our Lord, we should practice it, not just to talk about it.
我们用的越多,
the more we practice,
越多为着主,为着神的家,为着基督的身体。
The more we practice it for our Lord, for the house of our Lord, for the body of our Christ.
主立刻就留意到我们的果子了。
Our Lord will recognize right away the fruit that we bear.
我们读这里啊,第七节说到这个良乳,到了第八节又说。
In verse 7 talked about breasts, in verse 8 it talked about again.
主说呢,为着这个果子啊,我就要爬上这个棕榈树啊。
In verse 8, in the beginning, the Lord said, I will go up to the palm tree.
要抓住这个枝子, 愿你的良乳好像葡萄累累下, 这葡萄园就是vine, 就好像那个藤蔓上面结了满满的果子。
Our Lord was said, you know, I'll take hold of the bow thereof, and thy breast shall indeed be like clusters of vine, which is great.
弟兄姊妹们, 感谢主,主把我们摆在他家里面学习服侍。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and we have been placed in the house of the Lord to learn how to serve.
我们做仆人。
Us being servant.
有的人呢,比较只顾自己, 他一生呢,可能结不到一两个果子。
Some people, I mean, we can call them selfish and only care about themselves. Maybe they only bear one or two fruit.
他不一定 selfish 很可能就从来没有学过，所以眼睛没有开的，总是要别人服侍他。
I have friends like that. maybe they're not selfish. They just never, they've never learned the lesson, so they always want people to serve them.
但是我们看见有一些弟兄姊妹从一得救就被主感动了， 他就喜欢服侍人。
We have other brothers and sisters, the men that were saved, they want to serve. They want to serve others.
我说一个小秘密啊,
Let me tell you a little secret.
我刚结婚的时候啊, 我非常珍惜我的妻子, 我摸她的手啊, 希望她手嫩一点。
When I first was married, I really cherished my wife. I hold her hands a lot.
我当然现在还是更珍惜,
I still cherish my wife.
结婚45年了就淡忘，不是这样。
We've been married for 45 years. Our love is very.
但是我每次出去看望，我看我的姊妹啊，到了弟兄姊妹家，卷起袖子帮他们洗碗，帮他们擦碗柜。哎呀，我就心里好难过啊！为什么他要这样呢？他是很自然的。But
every time when we go out, when I need to help somebody, my wife would just pull up her sleeves and wash dishes and wipe things, and I was so sad. But that was very natural to her.
我不是 sad， 我就觉得 I feel sorry for her。
因为我觉得你侍奉主讲讲话就好了嘛，但是他到哪里就这样子，后来我才发现这是一个爱主的人的美丽。 Sorry, sorry about the translation. Brother Boy was
It's all right.
Brother Bo was very sorry because, you know, when you come to serving the Lord, we think, oh, you should just talk to each other, just have a nice conversation. But it's very natural to her. She's willing to sacrifice and she's willing to do the work.
弟兄姊妹，这个是主所看见的。Brother,
sister, this is something our Lord will recognize.
不是要人称赞，不是要得人的爱戴。
The work we do is not to receive praises from others, from people.
我们读教会历史。 我们从自己聚会的生活中就看见，本来很多在地上是很娇气、很富有的弟兄和姊妹啊，他们被主的爱摸到以后，他们成为一个服侍别人的。
Well, we have read, if you read the history of our church, if you read, have you experienced your own service, in your own church, perhaps you have noticed. Some brothers and sisters, maybe they were born with a silver spoon in their, but the thing is, when they were touched by the Lord, they're willing to give that up and to serve brothers and sisters.
这个是极其美丽的，这叫我们的主的心非常的欢喜和快乐。
When you're able to give up yourself and serve others, that makes our Lord extremely happy. That makes our Lord extremely satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的聚会中啊。 要培养这样的爱的生活。Brothers
and sisters, in our own church, we should develop the love.
昨天我们聚会有一位弟兄啊，他的葬礼我们去参加。Yesterday
we went to a brother's memorial service.
我们姊妹呢，她很难过，但是她一直讲说，一开头就讲，等一下整个结束了，我弟兄要求啊。 要请大家吃顿饭。
The sister was really sad, but she said, "Well, my late husband has a one last wish. He wants me to invite everybody for dinner."
其实我们姊妹呢，在聚会中一直都是为弟兄姊妹做爱宴服侍的。This
sister has been cooking love feasts the entire time.
那么我们去参加的，有人讲是现在还在疫情，政府不许可。 我们就免了吧。
Some brothers just said, "Well, we're still under a pandemic. The government does not allow it. Can we just?"
姊妹心里很过不去啊。Our
sister was very sorry for that.
最后我们就跟他讲说，好，那下一次等到天气好一点，我们在会所里面，请你来包饺子给我们吃。哇，他一听高兴的不得了，他说好，拉着他女儿说，下次一定要来。So.
When we said, we know our sister was very sad, so we said, well, next time when the weather gets better, we will come to our church and we will ask you to make dumplings for us. She got extremely happy. She told her daughter, hey, you should come as well.
若是主开我们的眼睛,
if we have been, eyes has been opened by our Lord.
你就看见住在神的家中和弟兄姊妹一起生活, 你发现好多人呢, 结出爱心和 信心的果子来。
We see that when you are able to dwell in the house of the Lord and live with our brothers and sisters, you are able to bear the fruit of love and faith.
你有没有碰过弟兄姊妹啊？碰见有初到教会里面来，他们有难处的人。
Brothers and sisters, have you encountered some brothers and sisters who came to church with some trouble in their life?
我看见有一些姊妹一知道了哈，那个老姊妹出信的，她有难处，聚完会啊。就围着他带他，然后跟他讲，我们一起为你祷告。
We've seen elderly sisters see another person who come to church with some trouble and said after service they just come to her and said, "Well, we'll pray for you all together."
我们有一位出信的老姊妹啊，她因为以往受过太多苦，她长二三十年的失眠，所以她来的时候衣服愁容。
We have this sister who were elderly, but she just accepted Christ because of the suffering she had for the past 20, 30 years. She's been having insomnia the entire time, and she looked very depressed and sad when she first came.
当有些姊妹们知道了，我就看见每一次聚完会都有姊妹去陪着那个老姊妹说话，然后带跟她一起祷告。每次一见面就问她：“你昨天睡得好不好？”现在这老姊妹呢，完全没有失眠的问题了。
When other system has heard that she had insomnia, after each service, there's always somebody with her, talking to her, praying for her. And every time they greet her, asking, "Hey, how was your sleep last night?" So this sister has completely changed.
弟兄姊妹，这是结果子。
Brothers and sisters, this is called bearing fruit.
我们看见使徒保罗，使徒彼得都一再的讲到，叫我们结满了果子。
We have seen Paul the Apostle, Peter the Apostle, tell us to bear a lot of fruit.
在雅各书里面给我们看见神，我们的主耶稣，他何等喜悦看见他的儿女长大了，在信心、爱心中结果子。
Now in this book of Song of Songs, we're seeing that our own Lord Jesus Christ has so much joy when he sees we are able to grow up and bear a lot of fruit.
那么主接下来留意到啊，这个女子她鼻子的气味香如苹果。
The next thing our Lord has noticed is that her fragrance from her nose is like apple.
我们的鼻子是除了闻味道就是呼吸的。
Not only you're able to smell something through your nose, you have to breathe through your nose.
主能够留意到这一个女子她生命的气息都是清香的。
Our Lord has noticed that the breath of her life is good, smells good.
这告诉我们说她里面的生命呢，是何等的美丽，何等的清洁，何等的新鲜。
That really is fragrant, and her breath of life being fragrant really represents her life on the inside as how refreshing, how new, and how pure. How
pure. 要感谢主啊。你知道在教会生活里面我们追求啊，我们进入侍奉，一个爱主的人呢，他的呼吸都像主一样。
So in our own serving in the church, when we have entered into the servitude towards our Lord, our own breath is supposed to be like our Lord.
带着主的香气。
It should have the fragrance of our Lord.
我想我们不是要等到七老八十了才有这种味道啊。正常的话四十几岁就应该有这个味道。
We don't have to wait till when we are 70s and 80s to have this fragrance. We can start having that when we are 40.
但是问题是我们找不到这个路，我们很想达到没有路。所以呢我们就一直留在那个初信或者情绪的那种阶段里面。
But the problem is we couldn't find the way to get there to have this fragrance. So we stay with our emotions. We stay in the when we first believe.
我们感谢主，今天主把我们聚在他自己的名底下。
We praise our Lord. He has gathered us under His own name.
让我们的侍奉是为着叫主的心满足，结出果子，叫人得着益处。
When we serve our Lord, we are satisfying our Lord, and when we bear fruit is to please our Lord.
然后第九节他说你的口如上好的酒女子说为我的良人下咽舒畅流入睡觉人的嘴中。
Verse 9, the roof of thy mouth like the best wine, thy goeth down smoothly for my beloved, thy stealth over lips of them as they are asleep.
达比弟兄啊，这个口，他说你的上膛。 The roof
Darby,
of the mouth.
Translate, it's the roof of the mouth.
Yeah, 这我们中文的上这个 roof of our mouth 称称作我们的上膛上额哈。
It's really the upper half of your mouth.
这个他们生理学家讲，那是一个人肠胃道最敏锐的地方。Where
the roof of your mouth, from biology, is where the most sensitive towards taste.
弟兄姊妹，这讲到主。 从这一个女子的她的品味上面，看见了她的美丽。This
is saying that our Lord has recognized the virgin girl's beauty through her taste.
这不仅说到她说话，她的做什么事情，她每一个选择都流露出她的品味来。Not
from just her speech, but everything she does, shows how her taste.
弟兄姊妹，这个如果一个人里面不细不 tender 的话，是不会有品味的。If
you are not tender on the inside, there's no taste.
弟兄姊妹，有的人很有才华，但是你一看就是一个外表很光鲜，但是里面没什么东西的人。Brothers
and sisters, perhaps one person can be very talented. From the outside, you look at this person, oh, this person looks good, but there's nothing on the inside.
但是一个真正在主里面长大成熟的人,他是里面的柔细。
But if a person has truly grown maturely in Christ, the person's inside should be tender.
我要讲一个小小的例子。
I'm going to give you a small example.
这是我在年轻时候读戴德森的传记,看见他做的一件事情。
That's when I was reading the biography of Hudson Taylor, something he did.
我们知道戴德森是一个用信心学习来服侍主的人，他从来不在人面前讲他的需要的。We
know Hudson Taylor never talked about his own his need. He only serves the Lord with his faith.
他每当遇见难处、遇见需要的时候，他就到主面前去跟主讲、跟主办交涉。When
Hudson Taylor, every time he had encountered some difficulties, he'd go in front of our Lord and pray and talk to our.
这是他信心的一面.
This is his faith.
但是他另外一面,
he has another aspect.
他非常非常细.
This person is very tender.
后来他主使用他这个度量扩大了以后,
when our Lord has given him more duties to do,
主感动了在英国非常多杰出的年轻基督徒啊，到中国去跟他同工。
Our Lord has encouraged and moved a lot of excellent missionaries from England to work with Hudson Taylor.
有一个年轻人呢，他就也从英国搭船到了中国，后来被他们是内地会嘛，就要进中国的农村乡下去服侍。
There's this one young. English brother who took a boat to China. He was with a mainland missionary, right? That's
the word. 对，他因为戴德森的他们的服事叫做 inland mission.
Oh, inland mission.
内地会啊。那么他第一站呢，从上海就坐船呢，到了武汉。The
first stop they were supposed to be going is from Shanghai to take a boat to Wuhan.
啊，到了武汉呢。 他在那里，结果他就生病了。这个年轻人呢，本来身体很好，但是水土不服啊，他就生病了，不能起床，也不能出去。But
this younger brother, you know, before he came to China, was very healthy. After he came over, he got sick, so he couldn't go out.
戴德森弟兄刚好经过武汉呢，去看望在那里的弟兄姊妹。So
Hudson Taylor was going through Wuhan and was visiting a bunch of brothers and sisters.
他就去看这位。 生病的还没有进入工厂的这个年轻弟兄。So
he's going to visit this brother who has really entered into serving.
谈过以后呢，他第二天就要出发到别的地方去看望。
After they had a nice talk, the next day, Hudson's supposed to go some other places to visit.
他就留了一点钱给那个年轻生病的弟兄。
So left some money to this brother.
他说，请你用这个钱去买一头啊，没有人骑过的小马，然后你在这里啊，帮我去训练这一匹马。下一次我回来的时候，我需要用。
He said, "Well, the money is for you to purchase this horse. I'm asking you to help me to train this horse. So next time when I come back, I would like to take this horse with me."
这个年轻弟兄一听要买马，高兴的不得了，就起来了。当天就出去看，等到过了一个月，带着圣弟兄回到武汉，他完全好了，而且精神饱满，准备出发到工厂去。So
when this English brother heard Hudson Taylor told him to buy a horse, he's got very excited. He, you know, got off bed right away the same day, go look for a horse. About a month later, when Hudson visited again, he noticed, oh, the brother's completely healed. And he's riding a horse, he's ready to go to a factory.
大家就问戴德森弟兄，戴德森弟兄后来就跟他讲，你把这匹马带到你的工厂去，你好好照顾它，我不需要用了。
So Hudson Taylor told his brother, said, "Hey, I have no use for this horse now. You should take the horse with you to the factory."
大家就问他，你为什么这样做呢？
So everybody asked, "Why do you do that?"
戴德森弟兄说，因为一个月以前我看见他水土不服，因为他很想家。他在英国呢，他们住在农村都有马的，天天骑马就很快乐。
I noticed that this brother was missing home a lot. He got sick. He was homesick. And when you were living in the countryside in England, you ride horse all the time. So now people realize that, oh, Hudson Taylor knew this brother and knew what's going on with this brother. And without saying anything to others, he made the other brother feel like he's useful. Now he has a purpose. Now the person's healed.
在这个小事上面，你看出啊，一个侍奉的人他里面的细，他的品味。
In this tiny example, we're seeing the taste of Hudson Taylor and how tender Hudson Taylor can be.
今天在教会侍奉里面，主培养每一个服侍弟兄姊妹，就是这样训练。In
our own serving towards the Lord, our Lord has trained us the same way.
所以呢，他的服侍叫我们的主接受起来啊，好像美酒，非常的润滑的，可以下咽。
So going back to the Book of Song of Songs, the serving of this virgin girl is like really fine wine. It goes down smoothly.
另外一面呢，她的服侍呢，叫那些本来没有心，还在黑夜中还在睡觉的糊里糊涂的弟兄姊妹呢，能够醒过来。
On the other side, her serving is so good, and it wakes up the brothers and sisters who are just sleeping in complete confusion.
有一个 King James 的翻译说，使得那些还在沉睡中的嘴唇呢，现在也会向主，也会为主说话了。
In the King James translation is to wake up the sleeping lips to talk to our Lord, to speak to our Lord.
这换句话说，他的服侍能够鼓舞并且激发别人爱主的心。
In other words, other people can find encouragement and can get motivated from this person serving.
这是当一个人呢，他的学习基督的性格在他里面出现，产生出来的一个美好的图画。This
is a great scene where this virgin girl or the ones who are serving, now you have the character of the Lord. You're revealing that on yourself.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？ 主回来有一个条件。Brothers
and sisters, there's one condition for our Lord to come back.
就是在地上，不是全体啊，在教会中有一批的弟兄姊妹像心腹一样预备好了，主耶稣就会回来。Is
the condition is that for this for our church, there has to be a group of brothers and sisters who are completely prepared like this new bride for our Lord.
如果我们很爱慕主回来，却不知道那条路。 怎么样预备自己，弟兄姊妹，好，那么主还只好单言。
If we desire our Lord to come back, but we don't know the way for our Lord to come back, then our Lord has to wait.
为什么呢？因为我们一直活在自己的习惯，活在自己的个性，活在传统，活在潮流，活在这些道理和方法的里面，生命没有改变。
Our life will not change if we live in our own tradition, our habit, our trendy things, our own rational, rational thinking, our own rational thoughts.
所以我们读雅各书啊，我越来越感谢主，在雅各书一幅一幅图画向我们指出那条路，达到啊与主联合的那个路方向。
The more I read the book of Song of Songs, the more I appreciate our Lord, I praise our Lord. It's because that this book has paint a perfect picture of how we can get there. Show us the way prepare ourselves to be like the new bride.
第十节到第十三节。
Verse 10 through 13 here.
我们看见这是这个追求主的女子，她里面的一个祷告，她的一个心愿。
This is from here is the prayer this virgin girl had and her desire, her will that she had.
她在主面前呢，那个成熟的生命是借着侍奉而达到的。
In here we can see that the mature life that she had is through her own servant towards our Lord.
她说，我属我的良人。
She said, I am my beloved.
他也恋慕我。
His desire is towards me.
这里不是骄傲。
She's not boastful here. She's not being prideful here.
我们看见他在他一切的生活和侍奉里面，他的祷告啊，不再有自己，不再为着自己，甚至啊，他也不再属他自己。
Here we can see that her prayer is not for herself. She's no longer herself.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会的成长，开头的时候都是为着自己。如果别人不听我的，我就过不去，我就不来了。
In the beginning of our church service, it's all for me. If people don't listen to me, I'll stop coming to church.
一个成熟的基督徒不再有这种表现。
A mature Christian should not have such reaction.
他很容易就把自己放下，因为他惯于舍己背十字架。
It is very easy for a mature Christian to give himself up or give herself up because he or she is willing to carry her own cross.
也有的时候我们在成长的过程中，我觉得我应该得着弟兄姊妹的服侍，为着我要办一个什么东西。
Or in other situations where some brothers and sisters think that, oh, I should be served by others. How come I need to be responsible for this?
不管别人怎么劝我，不行不行，一定要照这个方法做。
No matter what people try to convince me and whatnot, I have to say, no, this has to be go according to my way.
但是走到这里，我们看见这个女子，她不再为她自己要求什么。
In here, we have seen that the virgin girl is no longer asking things for herself.
然后最后呢？他我也不属我自己，我是属我的良人了。
At the end, she said, "I am no longer myself. I am my beloved."
你知道这个世界的教导啊，他们有说学社会学的说，现在美国的年轻人叫做 "Me Generation."
Today's culture, from the sociology standpoint, today's we have called the young people the Me Generation.
啊，他们什么都是我，什么都是我。
Everything is me, 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 me.
但是这一个追求主，他越来越像主的人呢，他在这里有一个祷告，有一个承认。他说：“我属我的良人，我的良人也恋慕我。”
But for this virgin girl here, for this one who truly loves the Lord, her prayer truly shows that she's no longer about herself. She said, "I am my beloved; his desires towards me."
他不仅不再想到自己。
Not only she's no longer thinking of
her. 而她想到什么呢？她单单的属于主。
She simply says she belongs to the Lord.
她单单的要为着主。
She simply will do things for the Lord.
而且她里面只有一个心愿，就是让主来充满她。
She has only one will here, is to let the Lord to fill her up.
弟兄姊妹，我个人有一个感觉，这在他的祷告生活中啊，他进步了。
Brothers, this is my personal feeling here is that in her own spiritual life, her prayer life, she has grown, she's improved.
我相信我们很多弟兄姊妹都羡慕啊，我们成为一个祷告的人。
Brothers, sisters, I know we have desired, we want to be the person who prays.
我年轻的时候曾经有一个心愿，我跟主说啊，主啊，我不要求会讲道，但我求你让我学会祷告。
I had this well when I was in my young years. Lord, I pray you tell me that you could be not to learn how to teach a sermon, but let me know how to pray.
我刚进入教会生活的时候，听到弟兄姊妹祷告，我就自惭形秽啊！我不敢开口祷告，因为我祷告像小孩子说话一样。
When I was first entering the church life, I was so ashamed of my own prayers because other brothers and sisters' prayer was so beautiful.
他们怎么这么多好的属灵感觉和名词呢？
They know so many spiritual terms and spiritual feelings.
我现在发现我们聚会现在很多弟兄姊妹啊，跟我以前年轻的时候一样，就把别人讲的那好话偷偷的写下来，回家去练习。
I've noticed that some younger brothers and sisters have done the same that I did before, which is to record what people said and to practice how to say it.
下一次祷告聚会我也表演一下给他们听，让他们觉得我也很会祷告。
The next time, this person will show off, say, oh, look how good I am in saying prayers.
我有一次真这样子背了一大堆啊，到聚会我想我今天至少要祷告五分钟啊，而且不要用重复的话，结果讲了几句所有背都忘记了。
I did that once, you know, I memorized those very long prayers and I said to myself, oh, I'm going to pray for 5 minutes. Then when I was, then when I went up there, I completely forgot what I was saying.
结果又从头开始背起，背到那又忘记了，又从头背，弟兄姊妹急得不得了，我也急得不得了。
I had to go back from the beginning and then I forgot where I was again. Then I repeated several times. Everybody got very upset.
弟兄姊妹不需要这样。
Brothers and sisters, there's no need for that.
如果你找对路了,
if you find the right way,
真会亲近主了,
you really know how to come
near our Lord. 与主的交通了,
if you really have entered the fellowship of the Lord,
真被圣灵带进真理的实际里面,
if you truly have entered into the reality of the truth,
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 我们祷告就不一样了,
our prayers are different.
啊, 就像这个女子, 她到了第十节, 她的祷告啊进入更深的爱。
Just like this virgin girl here, her prayer in verse 10 has entered into a deeper layer.
因着不再注视自己了。
Because she's no longer paying attention to herself.
她对主和主的旨意就更明亮了。
Her well towards the Lord has become more bright.
她祷告的话语也跟以前不一样。
The word she's using in her prayers is different.
而且她很清楚知道主喜悦他这样的情况。
She's also clearly known that the Lord is very pleased with her prayer.
啊，他说呢，我的良人他也恋慕我。
She says he desires he is towards me.
他里面对于主和他之间的关系，他有一个非常确定的把握了。
On her inside, she's very sure with her relationship with the Lord.
那么他接下来祷告什么呢
？What's the next thing she prays for？
你看见在第二章里面是这个良人来呼唤他。
In chapter two, we see that now, her beloved is calling her.
在第二章里面是良人在窗外等他。
In chapter two, is her beloved on the outside of the window waiting for her？
弟兄姊妹，这里反过来了。
And here it's the opposite.
他来邀请他所爱的良人。
She is calling her beloved.
他说来吧，你我可以往田间去。
Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the field.
你我可以住在村庄。
Let us lodge in the villages.
弟兄姊妹们，他邀请他的良人进入神的葡萄园，进入神的工作里面去。
In here, she's asking her beloved to enter into the vineyard of God, to enter into the work of God.
所以她爱她的主， 爱救他的神，他就爱神的家，神的家就是神的工作。
And here we can see that she loves the God who saved her. She loves the house of God. She loves the work of God.
她为着主所救赎的教会，她来邀请主。
She's inviting the Lord for the purpose of for the house of the Lord.
啊，所以她跟主说，来吧，我所爱的良人。
Now she's calling on the Lord, saying, "Come, my beloved."
我们可以往田间去。
Let us go forth into the field.
这是进到神的，我们知道教会就是神所耕种的田地，所以他现在愿意为着教会劳苦。
Field here, so we know that churches are the field that our Lord works on, and now she's willing to work in the field of our Lord to labor herself for the church.
这是他的心智。
This is her will.
这是他的目的。
This is her purpose.
这也是他的行动。
This is her action.
他说我愿意到田间去。主啊，求你与我同去。
She is willing to labor herself in the field, and she's asking the Lord to go with
her. 让我们在村庄住宿。
She's willing to lodge in the villages.
他不顾艰辛劳苦，还有要付的代价。
She doesn't mind being tired. She doesn't mind the labor. She doesn't mind paying the price.
他也愿意放下他原来舒适安逸的生活。
She's willing to give up this comfortable life that she used to have.
他愿意跟从主。
She's willing to follow.
到村庄去住宿。弟兄姊妹，你有没有在农村住过啊？
Brothers and sisters, are you living in a rural area right now? You live in a village?
我读大学时候啊，我住过农家。
When I was in college, I've lived in a rural village before.
我们住的那个地方呢，没有自来水。
There was no running water.
没有浴室。
There is no bathhouse.
那只有一个在。天井，那个叫做天井，就是两个房子中间有个小院子，中间有一口井，那就是我们刷牙、洗脸、洗澡，所有都在那里面。
There is this one open well in a courtyard. That's where we brush our teeth, wash our face, wash everything.
我为什么住那里呢
？Why do I live there？
因为那时候我们大学啊，借不到弟兄姊妹们借不到一个聚会的地方。
Is because in our college we have nowhere to gather.
那我和另外一位弟兄啊，在主面前祷告，主就带领我们去租了那个农家的房子。
There's one brother and me. We were praying for our Lord, and our Lord will let us to rent at that place.
后来主还感动了另外一对比我们年纪大、已经毕业、侍奉主的弟兄姊妹们，他们一对新婚夫妇来跟我们一起。因为我们两个学生呢，付不起那所有的房租。
After we were, we came there. The Lord has moved a couple who were serving our Lord as well. They were sharing the cost of the rent.
我们男生住在那里啊，觉得还无所谓，因为我们当过兵嘛，无所谓的。
We boys live in that rural house. We were okay because we had military service before.
但是我现在回想起来。那时候那个新娘子，那个比我们年纪大一点的那个姊妹，她真不容易啊！她真是爱主。
Now when I recall, for that lady who was just newlywed, she had a tough time, but she really loved the Lord.
她是台湾最好的大学的外文系的美丽的校花。
she's the most beautiful girl from the best college in Taiwan, and she studies English.
台湾大学英语系的 外文系的毕业生呢、啊，她为了服侍，为了传福音，她就跟她的丈夫一起，跟我们住在那个农村，那个什么村庄里面一个农舍。
She graduated from a prestige college with a great degree, but because she was serving our Lord, she's willing to give all the comfort up and to live with her husband in a rural village.
所以我们每次。同学们都是同学，弟兄姊妹来聚会，大家对他们呢格外的敬重。
So all the classmates, when we come together and to worship our Lord, they all respected that couple.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天在北美啊, 我们生活非常容易。
Brothers, sisters, our life in the North America would be very comfortable.
弟兄姊妹, 我们出门有车, 对不对?
We all have cars to drive, right?
我们有的时候来不及做饭了, 在餐馆打个电话, 就送菜来了, 对不对?
When we have no time to cook, we can call a takeout.
但是主喜欢我们, 为着他的家, 我们放下自己, 我用世俗的话, 放下自己的身段, 放下自己的喜好和尊严。
Brothers, sisters, our Lord really enjoys us when we have given up our social status, giving up our dignity.
弟兄姊妹们, 这里是这一个爱主的女子, 她在主面前, 她的心愿。
Brothers, sisters, this is in verse 11 shows the will of the virgin girl who loves the Lord.
这也是她的行动。
This is also her action. She did it.
这就好像保罗在哥罗西书第一章第二十四节那里讲。
This is like what Paul said in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
他说,我在肉身中啊, 为着基督患难的缺欠, 为着教会, 补满基督患难的缺欠。
Now that I rejoice in my sufferings for you, for your sake, and in my flesh, I do share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's
affliction.
Praise the Lord. You know, we all have family, we all have kids to attend to. But because our own service towards our Lord, we have to give some comforts and give some rights up. Our Lord will remember that.
然后他在十二节他说我们早晨起来往葡萄园去看看葡萄发芽开花没有石榴放蕊没有我在那里要将我的爱情给
Verse 12, we will go up early into the vineyard. We'll see if the vine has budded, blossom is opening, if the pomegranate are in bloom. There will I give thee my love.
你看啊, 有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹, 他们服侍神的家真是殷勤, 一点都不懒惰。
Brothers and sisters, we see that some of the brothers and sisters were serving our Lord. It has been very diligent. They're never lazy about it.
他们清早了, 他不是下到葡萄园, 他是上到葡萄园, 告诉我们说, 他走一条属灵上行的路, 到神的家中。
We see from verse 12 that they, when they go to the vineyard, it's not going down to the vineyard, but it's really going up to the vineyard. And when they go walk the spiritual path, it's going uphill.
我们讲到, 在早上最好是什么呢? 亲近主, 并且照着主的旨意, 为弟兄姊妹, 为教会祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that the morning is the best time to come near our Lord and to pray for our Lord according to His will.
我知道有很多弟兄姊妹在这一点上有好的操练。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters have such a good practice in this.
当我们有这样的生活的时候，你会发现我们自己里面饱足，而且来聚会的时候，聚会里面充满了主的同在。
I can say that when we can have such a good attitude and practice when we come together. We will bring a lot of, we can satisfy other brothers and sisters.
他一再的说是我们的, 就是他不是单独的, 他是有主的同在, 有主的同行, 和主同工。
Here in verse 12, we see that it's not a I, but a we. It really represents that she is working with the Lord. The Lord is her co-laborer. Everywhere she goes, the Lord is with her.
要去看看葡萄发芽开花了没有。
They're going to see if the vine has budded.
我们知道葡萄的花几乎是看不见。
We know that the flowers of grapes, we can rarely see it.
你必须要很细心的在葡萄藤蔓中去寻找。
You have to carefully look for it within the vine.
这告诉我们说他在主的工作上是一个栽培, 是一个 修剪是一个浇灌的人。
We see that for the work of our Lord, she is growing, she is
cultivating.
Cultivating.
Oh. And watering.
Water.
为着要教会能够长出生命，开上花，结出果子来。
And the purpose of all the work is to have the church to grow life, to have flowers.
我不去细讲了，这里面讲到一个服事的人在主的话语上要多认真。
I'm not going into details, but this talks about how serious a person, a careful, a servant of the Lord should be careful.
不仅自己好好读主的话，要让主的话做工在自己的身上，我们才能够服事人。
Not only just to read the word of the Lord carefully, but also to have the Lord, word of the Lord to be working on us.
要看看石榴放蕊了没有。
The second thing is to see whether the pomegranate is in bloom.
我们的石榴大概都是在每年的春天的四月到五月的时候开花。
We know that pomegranate often blooms in April and May.
那是很漂亮的。我到过南京啊，看见庭院里面石榴花开的，真是漂亮。它花谢了以后就开始结果子了。
I've been to a city of Nanjing which I've seen the pomegranate flower blooms. Beautiful. And when the flower fall down, they start to bear fruit.
教会是神的田地啊，你就看见弟兄姊妹就是神所栽种的。如果有细心的栽培、修剪和浇灌，它就是一个美丽的园子。
We know that the field is, church is the field of God, and all our brothers and sisters is the work of our Lord. If there has been some careful growing, cultivating, irrigation, there's going to be beautiful flowers blooming from the church.
这一个女子说，我在这个园里面，在这田野里面呢，在这花和果子中间呢，我要将我的爱情给你。
Now this virgin girl said, in the field, in this vineyard, in this garden, I'm going to show, in the field, I'm going to show my love to our Lord.
这告诉我们说，生命的侍奉啊，那才是真正爱的流露。
Now here is saying that the service of life,
it's the expression of love.
It's expression of love.
弟兄姊妹们，我们讲爱主不是嘴巴上讲。
When we say we love the Lord, it's not just using our mouth.
而是我们对神家弟兄姊妹的关心，生命的供应，就是爱的流露。
The expression of love is from the work we do to care for our brothers and sisters.
对啊，弟兄姊妹们，然后到了第十三节，他说，蜂茄放香，在我们的门内有各样新陈佳美的果子。良人，这都是我为你存留的。
The verse 13, mandrakes yield fragrance at our gates, are all choice of fruits, new and old. I have laid them up for thee, my beloved.
这个蜂茄啊，是在每年的在迦南地啊，每年五月份的时候，它成熟，它开始啊，就有一种的香气出来。
Mandrakes matures in land of Canaan around May, and it does have this great fragrance.
他说呢，他说在我们的门里面，这城，他这个门呢，可能是城门，就教会里面呢，他现在有了果子了。
This gate here could represent the gate of the city, but also within the church, and now has fruit.
有新的果子，也有陈的果子。
There's some new fruits, there's some old fruits.
他说：“主啊，这一切劳苦的果效，不是归给我，是归给你的。”
She's saying that you know the results of the labor and the praise is not given to me, but given to you, Lord.
换句话说，他把荣耀、把感谢、把称颂和赞美，都归给爱他的主。
In another words, she has given the praise, the love, the praises of our.To our Lord himself.
像诗歌508首那个作诗的人讲，他说主啊，我为你的侍奉啊，如果有果效的话，我个人的满足，只要站在旁边很小的地位， 其他全都是归给你的。
I am paraphrasing here. The hymnary number 508, the author of the hymn says, you know, Lord, the work of... Let me go get the
hymnary. 第五节我读一下 Content to fill a little space, if thou be glorified. 我们弟兄翻一下
Which verse again?
Verse 5.
Verse 5.
The last two lines.
Content to fill a little space if thou be glorified.
我满意于主把我摆在一个不起眼的人都不看不见我的地位，但是如果你得荣耀，我就满意了。
It's really just, you know, put me in a very tiny place that nobody will notice me, as long as you're glorified.
弟兄姊妹，这个是把爱情归给主。
Brothers and sisters, this is called giving love to our Lord.
这里面有一些细节我不去讲了，但在这里我们讲到，这是一份在侍奉中叫主心满意足的一种光景。
I am not going to details, but this is to satisfy our Lord in on his her own serving.
好，我想今天晚上我们就停在这里，好吗
？Let's pause here for tonight.
请弟兄姊妹们呢，我们可以顺着圣灵的带领啊，大家自由的在主面前有感谢、有赞美或心愿，我们一同祷告，好吗
？Let's pray according to the Holy Spirit. Please praise the Lord. And
你救我们，使我们成为回家的儿女，而且你不仅供应我们，你还高抬我们，让我们在你的家中能够和亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同学习服侍你。主啊，我们学习彼此配搭，彼此激励，主啊，也彼此相劝。主啊，在许多的需要和难处上也彼此相顾，也彼此相助。主啊，当我们有这样的生活的时候，你在我们的身上就一步一步的教导我们，使我们从己的顾念和己的兴趣和己的个性中出来。亲爱的主，我们不觉得我们自己是什么，也不觉得我们达到了，但是当我们和弟兄姊妹在你面前这样侍奉生活的时候，主啊，圣灵就在我们身上做工，使我们不知不觉的改变。主啊，我们心里面一想到我们的主，我们心里面一想到能和弟兄姊妹一同聚在你的面前，我们心岂不是喜乐的吗？我们心岂不是火热的吗？主啊，但愿这些果子能够归给你自己，叫你的心得到喜悦和满足。我们把所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹都借着祷告带到你的跟前。主啊，你爱你的家，主啊，所以让我们也彼此相爱。你的爱充满在每一个属你的儿女们的里面，让我们的服事充满了基督的香气，像这个女子她的鼻子所呼出来的气味像苹果一样芬芳。亲爱的主啊，我感谢你，当我们和弟兄姊妹一同这样生活的时候，我们常常在聚会中从弟兄姊妹身上看见主的美丽。我们要把赞美敬拜都献给你，愿你的教会在地上快快的成熟，在爱中，主啊，把自己献给你。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。